USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The killer of retired St. Louis police captain David Dorn has been convicted of first-degree murder Wednesday, ending more than 2 years of legal proceedings from the June 2nd, 2020 death. Captain Dorn's wife, Ann, on CBS 4 News in St. Louis.
I heard the murder first guilty, and that's what I was hoping for.
A jury found Stefan Cannon guilty of first-degree murder, first-degree robbery, first-degree burglary, and 3 counts of armed criminal action. Cannon will be sentenced September 13th. Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi resigned on Thursday, putting Italy into a period of uncertainty as it fights surging inflation and an economic slowdown. Mr. Draghi's departure came a day after 3 large parties in his National Unity Coalition government did not back the Prime Minister in a Senate confidence vote. USA Radio News.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
For years, border town mayors have complained about Biden's open border policy and the influx of resources needed. Now, non-border state mayors are complaining about the same very thing.
The mayors of New York City and Washington, D.C. are running out of resources for busloads of illegal immigrants arriving from the Texas and Arizona border, and they're looking for the Biden administration to help. New York Republican Congressman John Katko reacts on Fox News by saying he plans to take action on the border because he feels President Biden will not.
I'm head of what's called the American Security Task Force, and my job is to come up with a plan to seal the border and make it secure again. And January 3rd of next year, when we have a new Congress, we're going to have a border plan ready to go that's going to fix this problem. And President Biden is either going to play ball or he's going to have a really hard time getting any legislation done.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thank you, Mr. Berg, and thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Skirting around Congress because of a lack of support, President Biden continues to lead by executive order.
President Biden announced that he will be implementing a number of executive actions focused on combating climate change.
In the coming days, my administration will announce the executive actions we have developed to combat this emergency. We need to act. Just take a look around.
Biden's executive action comes after Senator Joe Manchin reportedly said that he will not support a package before midterm elections, which includes any provisions on energy and climate, with his spokesperson stating that he wants to, quote, avoid taking steps that add fuel to the inflation fire, end quote. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
President Biden said Wednesday that he has cancer. Biden's claim that his cancer was caused by the oil industry required a cleanup again by the White House.
Not very much unlike where I grew up, in a place called Claymont, Delaware. And guess what? The first frost, you knew what was happening. You had to put on your windshield wipers to get literally the oil slick off the window. That's why I and so many other people I grew up have cancer. And why can't, for the longest time, Delaware had the highest cancer rate in the nation.
Officials in D.C. had to clarify that he was referring to skin cancer treatments. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.